Where are we? We are on December 14th at 6 p.m., a special meeting of the Grand City Council. So let us do, since my computer is still uncooperative at the moment, let's do a moment of silence, please, for those men and women who have lost their lives to COVID.
Okay, waiting.
Thank you for that moment of silence for that. And Councilmember Lamps, would you do us the honor of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening?
Sure. Put your hand over your heart and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Thank you very much for that. So now that will take us to our roll call, please. So, Madam City Clerk.
Councilmember Lance.
Here.
Councilmember Shaw.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Here.
And Mayor Lee.
I am here as well, so we do have a quorum, and we will continue. So I will note, and I will try and find a past agenda that tells me what to read. Bear with me for just 1 second. So because we are in compliance with the state and county shelter home orders, meetings will be held by teleconference only until further notice. This meeting can be viewed on Channel 20 and is available on live streaming on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comment during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639, and those phone lines are open now. So, if we could give me just one moment. Let me turn it over to our city attorney. I don't think we have any closed sessions announcements, but this is my moment to try and stall for time for 30 seconds.
Well, maybe I can fill in a little bit for you. No, we don't have anything on closed session tonight.
Very good. Well, then we will go to we can go to public comment. Yes. So let's see if we have any members of the public this evening that do want to speak under public comment. So if those anyone who wants to speak on any item that's under the jurisdiction of this council for up to 3 minutes can join us by calling in at 805-321-6639. And I'll check in with our city clerk and see if there is anyone who is on the line for public comment.
Yes, we have Bob Peralt.
Very good. Good evening, Mr. Peralt. How are you this tonight?
Mr. Mayor, I'm doing fine. I'd like to, first of all, thank the existing council and outgoing council and staff for the way that you've dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic. I have found it to be very, very helpful, protective of the public safety, and I appreciate everything that you've done. I know it's been difficult, and it'll continue to be difficult in the days to come. I'd also like to congratulate you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to congratulate the Mayor Pro Tem on being reelected. I'd also like to congratulate Councilmember Miller and Councilmember Robert on running successful campaigns. I know that collectively you will move forward with the city's vision. I've sent a letter and asked that it to be distributed to all of you, but just a few thoughts on the jobs that you're undertaking. I know you'll have big issues, and COVID-19 will certainly be on the top of the list, but if there are a couple of things that I would request your focus on, one is completing or continuing to implement the Grand Avenue downtown plan. It was approved several years ago, And I know that's going to take some dedication of time and money once you're able to do that. But I think it will certainly pay benefits for both the visitors and residents alike. Secondly, public safety services always need to be kept at an adequate level. They're probably the most important services, as you know, that we all appreciate receiving. In that regard, I would also request that the council consider, as you look at the expansion of capacity within the public safety department, that you give some heed to perhaps developing some capacity for mental health services within the police department. I think that over time that will assist in keeping everybody safe and will actually reduce the number of incarcerations and probably over the long term save money. Anyway, my purpose was to congratulate you all on the job that you've done thus far, on the job that you're about to undertake, and wish you all well as you proceed with the next phase of your journey. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those comments, Mr. Peralta. We appreciate those, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
A Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, too.
Very good. So, Madam City Clerk, do we have any other members of the public that want to speak at this time?
No, we do not.
Very good. Then I will go ahead and close public comment and bring it back to the council. So for the next item, which is item number one, which is a city presentation to former council member Barbara Nichols and council member Desi Lance, and an opportunity for comments. So before I turn it over to our city manager, I do just want to extend my quick appreciation, and I'll have some additional comments in just a moment, but express appreciation for both Councilmember Nichols and Councilmember Lance. You've both been a joy to work with, and we have very much enjoyed your time on the council. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Bronson to provide the staff report, and then Mr. Robert, I'll give everybody an opportunity for comments after the presentations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. It is my honor to share some comments regarding our two departing council members, Barbara Nichols and Desi Lance, on behalf of the City of Grover Beach organization and our employees. This is a bittersweet moment where we're saying goodbye to two wonderful council members for their many years of service and their commitment to our community. And of course, if this were any normal year, we'd be doing this in person and be able to share that joy together at one time. This is not any normal year, as we know. And so we are doing this virtually, and we look forward to being able to have a similar event at some point in 2021 where we can share each other's company once again. But first, let me first talk about Councilmember Barbara Nichols. I'd like to recognize Councilmember Nichols for her tremendous service and passion for our community in so many ways over many years. Barbara demonstrated a significant care for our community, building on the legacy of our community that has established itself today, but also looking to the future as well. Barbara had a wonderful ability to translate between the 60 years of our city's founding and the backing of our community to where we are today and where we're going as a community down the road. I always valued Councilmember Nichols' perspective on how we could become an even better community in the future. Public art and utility box art were just two of her passions that she brought to the council over the last several years as ways to beautify our community and show our local artistry talent. Councilmember Nichols served in the council from 2014 to 2020. And also want to recognize, as you see on camera here, her husband, Bill Nichols, who also served on the city council from 2006 to 2014. The Nichols legacy together represents a tremendous achievement for our city. And I want to recognize Bill for his tremendous service to our community as well. I also want to mention that Councilmember Nichols was on the council who hired me in 2016. So I really appreciate her involvement in that process 4.5 years ago. And I have a particular memory right after I was hired of a wonderful dinner that that she and Bill hosted for me at their house in the summer of 2016. It was a great get-to-know-each-other dinner, just wonderful hospitality. And then we spent 2 hours talking about key city issues and topics and projects and a lot of things that were going forward at that time. I really picked up on the passion and energy that both the Nichols had for Grover Beach and where we're going as a community. So truly, Kendra Nichols is leaving the city in a better place than she found it. And that is the mark of any public servant, and I commend her for that service. We have a few gifts we'd like to present to her. I'll do it on screen right now, and we will look forward to getting these to her in person here soon. First, we have some lovely flowers that we'll be providing to her. Second, we have a souvenir Grover Beach coffee mug, along with a gift certificate to a local restaurant that she can enjoy. And lastly, because of her passion in public art, and in particular our utility box art, we have a special gift that we think will be a nice adornment to her wall, and that is a picture of the first three utility box art that has been created in the city, and a nice inscription at the bottom of it that recognizes Councilmember Nichols' contributions to beautifying our city. So we look forward to sharing this with you in person, but we think this is a very fitting tribute to passion that you brought to our city to make us an even better place. And with that, I'll turn it back to the mayor. Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
And you're on mute, Mr. Mayor.
There. Let's try that. Okay. Just have to. Technology is not my friend this evening, but I am actually on a different computer now. So, Mr. City Manager, thank you for those comments. And before we give Councilmember Nichols an opportunity to provide some comments, I just want to see if we'll start with Mayor Pro Tem Bright, see if there's any comments that she wants to make.
Thank you. Well, first of all, you have a heck of a nerve leaving us, Barbara. Yes, I'll miss you greatly. You've not only been an excellent colleague, but a very good friend. As have you, Bill. You two are like my favorite couple ever. So I'm going to miss you, as I've already said. So you have just been a wonderful colleague, both of you have, but I do wish you well. I know I'll see you around, but it's still bittersweet that you won't be sitting there, well, whenever we ever get back there. But anywho, thank you so much, both of you, for all that you've done, because you truly have. As Matt has said, both of you have made the city better by being here. And thank you so very much. I can't tell you how much I think of both of you very highly. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. Next one. Hang on, we're going to fetch you some more before we give you an opportunity. So we're going to throw all the roasting at you first. So next we'll go to Councilmember Shaw.
I will just miss working with Councilmember Nichols so much. I don't even know how to do this without you. We joined at the same time, and we've just been through so much together as a council, as friends, and just, we always like to say we're the yin and the yang, but really we just kind of have this, we think so alike on so many things, whether we speak about it or not, that we're kind of more like bookends at each end of the council table. So it's going to be really hard to be there without my fellow bookend, especially because a lot of times we even dress alike. If you are watching the meetings, you'll notice that. So I just so appreciate working with you both at the Grover Beach Library and on the council, and just having a friend that appreciates the families and the children in this community as much as I do, and really was showing, the main reason for showing up was to fight for them. And that it's awesome to have other people that are as committed to that as I am. So I'm going to miss working with you so much, but you two aren't getting rid of me, Bill and Barbara. I'm going to show up on your porch like I do sometimes. And I'm, of course, going to see you around town. So just thank you to both of you for all of the years and the hours and all of the time you've given our community.
Very good. Thank you. Next, we'll go to Councilmember Lance, who we will roast in just a minute.
No roasting necessary. Barbara, it's been a pleasure to work with you. I am honored to have served with you. Thank you for being part of the council that believed in me and elected, appointed me on the council as well. It's been an honor to work among all you council members that have really done so much work for this city, and I only hear stories, but assuming they're true, they're wonderful, and there is a lot to be proud of, Barbara. So thank you again for sitting next to me and being a fellow colleague, and I wish you all the best in your official retirement and health and well-being, and hopefully I'll see you around town.
Very good. Thank you for those comments as well. And I'll just want to add a couple of my own in the fact that I'm not going to know what to do because I've, in my 8 years on the council, I've always had a Nichols somewhere on the council with me. So starting off with Bill and then completing terms with Barbara. So I want to say thank you to both of you. But specifically to Barbara right now, because of your passion and your viewpoint that you brought to the council, and the fact that as the city manager said, your passion and your vision for our utility boxes was very persistent, very passionate, and very necessary, because I think public art is one of those things that this community has always wanted, always needed, and you were part of the group that has brought that to fruition. And so always appreciated the ability that you had to come in with good comments and good discussion and to be part of a well-working machine as we kept the city business moving. So I want to say thank you. And as everyone has said, we know where you live. So we look forward to seeing you, whether it's out at coffee, out at restaurants, or just enjoying your company somewhere. So. With that, let's go ahead and open it up to the public and see if there's any members of the public that do want to speak on this item. So, Madam City Clerk, I understand we do have someone on the line that does want to speak on this item.
Yes, we have Jocelyn Brennan.
Very good. So, Ms. Brennan, thank you for joining us. And then after that, if there's once just before we close public comments, I'll give our council member elects an opportunity to say a few words if they so choose. So, Ms. Brennan, thank you for joining us tonight. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Lee. I just wanted to thank council member Nichols and Lance for their service to our community, to Grover Beach, and really for their involvement in the chamber on the Governmental Affairs Committee and with the grant review process. They've both just been excellent partners and will be truly missed.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. So next, let's go to Councilmember-elect Miller, see if she has any comments that she wants to express.
Yes, thank you. So I'll start with thanking the residents of Grover Beach. I am grateful and honored to be entrusted with the very important task of being your voice and for allowing me to be in the position of representing the needs of our community. It would be remiss of me if I did not also thank...
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I was just going to say, I'm going to give you opportunities to speak after you get sworn in as well. So this item is
for Councilmember
Nichols and for Lance.
Yes, so, my apologies. Yeah. I'm sorry to see Barbara leaving. I know that she's done a lot of good work in our community, including her work with the Grover Beach Community Library, and I'm sorry I won't be able to work with her, but perhaps there will be opportunities down the road. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for those comments. Councilmember-elect Robert, anything that you wanted to share?
Good evening. Yes, I'd like to thank Barbara and Desi for their service on the city council. And we just decided that, Bill, I'm going to do what you did. And as soon as I'm finished, Anita's going to take over as Barbara's position. How's that?
Okay.
I'm going to follow in your footsteps. Anyway, congratulations on retiring, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those. And next, I'll turn back to our city clerk and see if there's any members of the public that do want to, any other members of the public that want to speak on this item.
No, there's no other calls.
Very good. Then before we express our appreciation for Councilmember Lance, let's see if Councilmember Nichols has anything that she wants to say, or maybe she'll give Bill an opportunity to speak as well. But I'll let them work that out amongst themselves.
Okay, I'll go first. We just worked it out.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a very quick story. Before we moved down here, I came down here and met a friend that lived in the area, and he took me on a tour of San Luis Obispo County because we were considering moving into the county from the Bay Area. And when I went back home, Barbara asked me how it went, and I said, well, I made one decision. And she said, well, what was that? I said, we're not going to live in Grover Beach. I'm not going to relate everything beyond that. But I will tell you that when we moved down here, naturally, the first place we moved into was Grover Beach. And we very quickly decided to buy a home in Grover Beach. And that was probably the best decision that we have ever made. Seriously. It's a great community. We have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed working with the city, the council members, city attorney, David, you're special. But it has been a pleasure. I have enjoyed it. It's been a highlight of my life. Barbara?
Ditto, all of that. I am so pleased with this community and this group that has made it to what it is today compared to 20 years ago. I'm going to take a little credit for having Anna on the council here. I gave her her first tour through the library, and she became involved in the library, and here she is, I hope, following in my footsteps. it's bittersweet. I love every one of you people, and I have all of you in the highest of esteem, and love you all. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you all for those comments, and I do see that our Parks and Rec Director, Kathy Petker, does have her hand raised, so before we bring it back to the city manager, we'll let Kathy express some comments. And you are still on mute, Kathy.
There she is.
I just wanted to echo what everyone was saying and to say how special Bill and Barbara are in our community. And I'll never forget the day that Bill knocked on the Parks and Recreation office door and wanted to make some changes. And next thing you know, he was on the commission. So we were thankful for all his years of service. And then we were fortunate to have Barbara, and both of them have been steadfast supporters of the Parks and Recreation programs. And I look forward to having you still attend our events when we can. And thank you very much for everything you've done over the years. Super special.
Thank you, Kathy.
Very good. It looks like the tributes will continue as Chief Peters would like to say some words as well.
Yes, I wanted to say thank you to Barbara and Bill as well for your time on the council. Your support to public safety and the police department and community has been tremendous and greatly appreciated. I wish you both well, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Chief.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for those comments. I'll turn it back over to the city manager for if he and the city attorney want to have any last comments on the Nichols. Otherwise, we will proceed to Councilmember Lance.
I think I will defer to my colleague, Mr. Hale, to be able to share some words to Barbara and Bill.
Thank you. Barbara and Bill both, it's been a real pleasure. I've had the opportunity to work for a lot of council members, but you've been very special. I enjoyed our times going out to dinner and our morning coffees, and you're a very wonderful couple, and Barbara, you've been a pleasure to work with and to work for, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be able to do that, and I wish you all the very best in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Very good. Then thank you for those comments. I'll turn it back over to our city manager.
I will just echo these comments and say that I will I'll miss working with you, Barbara and Bill, but I know where you are, and we will look forward to working together to help continue making our community great. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. So Barbara, Bill, so appreciate your service, and you're more than welcome to stay on and participate in Zoom until and Teams until we're done. But I think next up, we're going to turn our focus on Councilmember Lance, and so we can say thank you to her, and I'll turn it over to the city manager for his presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. It's my honor to say a few words on behalf of the city organization and our employees in recognition of Councilmember Desi Lance. I'd like to recognize Councilmember Lance for her service in the council over these last 2 years and her love of a community as a relatively new resident in the community, putting down roots within our city. Councilmember Lance joined the council in 2019 as an appointee to fill a vacant position. And I was very impressed with how quickly she came up to speed to grasp the issues facing our city, the opportunities, the challenges, and demonstrate her contributions as a policymaker. She was a very fast learner and really did a great job in balancing different community interests to make good decisions for the community and really bring those forward. Desi always brought a very strong family perspective into her role and into the community discussions. And I was a very early advocate for helping with childcare and providing childcare assistance for our community, which was a leading voice in the council's eventual allocation of funding for childcare support in our community, given COVID-19. And I'm pleased to say that we have kids in our community right now who are able to be in childcare because of these voices, because of Councilmember Lance's advocacy, the council's allocation. We are helping kids in our community right now be able to have this care, enabling their parents to be in school, to be at work, to be in the community. One memory that I have of Desi was early on in the pandemic. I would note that she would be walking all across the city, getting some good steps in, getting some good miles, but pushing her son Copeland in a stroller and putting in some significant miles across the city, South Grover, North Grover, East West. She was covering our city all over and being able to see the city in action, being able to see what's out there, bring those perspectives back forward to her role and be able to share those with me. And it just made an impression as a council member who was really on the ground, seeing what's out there in her community and being able to bring that back. We look forward to seeing Councilmember Lance in her continued contributions to our community in various ways, and we look forward to seeing her in other capacities. So we have some gifts again to Councilmember Lance. In addition, we have the lovely flowers as well that we'll be presenting to her. We also have, once again, the one-of-a-kind Grover Beach mug and a gift certificate to a local restaurant. And lastly, in recognition of all the steps and miles she put in walking the community, we present her with her very own Lance Lane City Street sign, which also gives us an opportunity to show off our new street sign design that you'll be seeing across the community in 2021. This turquoise blue is our new city standard blue. It's a bright, reflective street sign that you'll be seeing across the community. And so Councilmember Lance has a one-of-a-kind addition that hopefully will be a very fond souvenir of her time with us. Thank you. And back to you, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. City Manager. And I always appreciate the opportunity to multitask that he has shown us with the fact that we get to provide a road sign to Councilmember Lance, and we get to extol the virtues of signs coming in the near future. So let's see if there's any members of the council that want to express appreciation for Desi, and I'll leave my comments for the end as well. So let's start with Councilmember Shaw.
Yes, Desi, it's just been so awesome to work with you. You came on board at a time people were saying, well, I think there should be a new voice. And I looked around the room and saw someone I had never seen in my life, but dang, she seems smart. And so I was so happy that we got to appoint you. And I was so happy that my first impression was right. You have jumped in and just taken up really complicated issues and just really astounded me at how fast you got your feet under you and how thoughtful your comments always are. And as a fellow mom who was pushing a stroller not too many years ago, I always appreciate your perspective because now I have kids in the bike lanes and you still have kids on the sidewalks. So I appreciate your reports. And we just appreciate you because this is not an easy job, and you jumped in and you really helped us out. So thank you. And we're going to keep asking you to stay involved, and you're just going to have to like fight us off.
Very good. Let's continue that theme with Mayor Pro Tem Bright.
Thank you. Yes, I so enjoyed working with Desi. I just really enjoyed the way that she deliberated and how she came to her conclusions. She was such an important voice on our council. As Matt had said before, and Miriam, really, she brought something to the dais that we that was really so necessary and so important. And we're really just going to miss her. So I'm so sorry that we're losing her as a council member.
Turn this off.
I do hope that she really decides to maybe give council another go in the future, because she really is an important member of this community. And I, for one, am going to miss her on the council. And so anyway, thanks a lot, Desi. You did a marvelous job, and I really appreciate you and what you did. So thanks a lot.
And I will continue to echo those comments. And I remember one of the first meetings after Councilmember Lance was seated, we had another contentious discussion, and another council member resigned. We had kind of gotten through that little bit of consternation, and we got to council communications, and Desi asks about the Grover Beach Crows. I thought that was such a great juxtaposition of the little bit of tension that we had, obviously, with that item, and the fact that our Grover Beach Crows were an opportunity to provide a little bit of levity, a little bit of normalcy to that conversation, because we all know that the crows go from one end of the city to the other, and they are just they are relentless in their pursuit of noise and trying to find food throughout the city. So I just thought that was a great introduction to the tenacity and to the pragmatism that is Desi. And I appreciate, as people have said, I definitely appreciate your comments, your deliberation, your style was always in the best interest of the city and in the best interest of the people that you served. Even though you were appointed, you served as if you were elected. And I give you great admiration for that, and appreciate that. So, and look forward to many good things from you in the future. So So with that, I'll turn it over to our city clerk and see if there is any members of the public that want to speak on this item.
No, I have no one else on the line.
Very good. Then I'll turn it over to our council member elects and see if there's anything that they want to share. So I will start with Robert. Robert.
Hello. Well, Desi, thank you for your service to the community, and we're going to miss you, and you'll be around. It's not like you're passing away or anything. So just thank you, and I hope to fulfill your seat, and not your seat, Barbara's seat, but thank you. I'll mute myself now.
Oh, very good. Next, we'll turn it over to Councilmember-elect Miller, see if she wanted to say anything, share anything.
Yes, so I've not had the privilege of working with Desi, but I thank her for her willingness to serve our city when it was most needed, and I appreciate the work she's done thus far. She and I ran into each other in the street maybe 2 weeks ago, and she said, hey, I'm going to pass the torch here. I said, okay. So here I am taking the torch. Thank you, Desi, for serving us.
Very good. Looks like Chief Peters. We're gonna bring it back to staff, and we'll have Chief Peters say some words before we give Desi an opportunity to share her thoughts. So take it away, Chief.
Yes, I wanted to say thank you to Councilmember Lance, and I really appreciate you stepping up and joining the council when the need was there. I always appreciated your input on our staff reports and presentations we're making, and also appreciated all the good questions that you had. So I wish you the best, and look forward to working with you in the future.
Very good. I'll turn it over to Council Member Lance to see if he wanted to express anything before we give Matt the last word.
Thank you. You guys are literally making me tear up. I didn't even cry at my own wedding. So Alec will give me...
I have to admit, red's a good color for you, though.
I know. I gave up wearing eye makeup once COVID came around, so it's not a big deal, but I am so grateful for the opportunity to serve this city. It's really, really a joy. Obviously there's been ups and downs. It's a really difficult job sometimes, but it's also a really rewarding one. It truly was my intent when I applied to be appointed to get involved. I had been such a nomad, what felt like for so long, moving from place to place. And when we moved to Grover Beach, I was just ready to get to know the community and be a part of it. And that happened really quickly, but I wouldn't change it at all. I've had an opportunity to meet so many people, get to know my neighbors so much better, local businesses, and everybody. So, thank you so much, especially to Councilmember Shaw for being the first to motion for me when I was appointed, and it just started rolling from there. And for all my council members, specifically Mayor Lee, for bringing me up to date on just the landscape of the city and the history of it. And of course, Matt and Dave, from a staff perspective, for just really being there when I had all my questions, whether they were, you know, city manager related or legal related, it was so appreciated. I am looking forward to having a little bit more time with my family. Actually, I'm going to have time to put my son to bed tonight because of this ceremonial passing the torch. So that'll be great. I will be around. I love Grover Beach. It's where we live forever, probably. And I'm actually really excited about Anna getting on council. She lives a few blocks away from me, so Nice Avenue will continue to be represented, and South Grover, which is great. That is just wonderful. So I'll probably see you guys around in some form or capacity, but just know that this has truly been an honor to serve on this council and have so much understanding now of what it means to manage a municipality and be a policymaker in that that kind of framework. And And it's, I've learned so much that I will take into all capacities of my life. So you may see me walking around, say hi, and I will leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. And I'll turn it over to the city manager to see if there's anything remaining on this item.
I'll just say once again, thank you, Desi, for your service. We will see you around, and I know that you'll be a voice and advocate for our community for many years to come. Thank you, Desi.
Very good. And with that, Desi, so we move on to our next item, which is the swearing-in ceremony and the seating of directly elected mayor and new council members. So we say once again, thank you for your service, and I'll turn it over to our city clerk for the next item, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Honorable Mayor, council members, direct electeds. If I could have the direct electeds, pretty much raise your right hand and repeat after me. I. State your name.
I, Robert Wright.
I, Jeff Lee.
Anna Miller. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support and defend.
To support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies. Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. And that I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Madam City Clerk. And as we were doing the swearing in, I was reminded that this actually is my right hand. I've flipped my screen so you can actually read stuff behind me. So I saw everybody's hand on the opposite side. It's like, oh, I probably should say something. But anyway, so I did want to let the members of the public know that each of us were sworn in directly and in person with the city clerk. So before we did get here to tonight. So we have done that formality, and we have done that this evening. So before I turn it over to opening statements for folks, Madam City Clerk, is there anything else that we need to do before I invite comments?
We just need to do a roll call.
Very good. I will close the previous meeting, and I will reopen this meeting, and we'll do a roll call, please.
Okay. Councilmember Bright.
Here.
Councilmember Miller.
Here.
Councilmember Robert.
Here.
Councilmember Shaw.
Here.
Mayor Lee.
Here. Very good. Thank you very much. We have a 5-person council this evening. We've been 4 for a number of months. And so now we actually have a full 5-person council. So very good. Thank you, everyone. Congratulations. And let's see if there's any comments we'll start with the city manager and see if there's any particular comments that he wants to make to the incoming council before we each have comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would just offer my congratulations to the newly elected council members and to the new council as a whole. I look forward to working with you. It's a tremendous council, and you have the full support of the 75 men and women of the city organization to support your policy direction and to continue making our city even better. So again, thank you and congratulations to the council.
Very good. Well said. And I know I always appreciate the support that city staff and all also the community provides to us. So let's start with Robert, Councilmember Robert, if you would, any comments that you wanted to express.
I'd just like to thank the citizens of Grover Beach who voted for me to represent them on our new city council. I promise to do the best job possible to represent all of the people of Grover Beach. I also promise to be honest and transparent. I look forward to working with the new city council as a team member and look forward to getting past this COVID so we can do all this in person. And thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. Next, we'll go to Councilmember Miller and see if she has any opening comments.
Yes. So again, I'd like to thank the residents of Grover Beach. I am grateful and honored to be entrusted with the important task of being your voice and being allowed to be in a position where I'm able to represent the needs of our community. It would be remiss of me if I did not also thank my family and friends for their unending support. I look forward to working with our mayor and my fellow council members to continue moving our city forward, because together we are better.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. Next, we'll go to Councilmember Bright. Let's see if she has any opening comments.
Thank you. Yes, of course, I'd like to thank the voters of Grover Beach who just never cease to amaze me. I appreciate your confidence once again in me. I will continue to serve all of our residents and businesses fairly and ethically, do what I can to move us forward. And be as open and as available to you as I always am. So thank you again very much. Thank you to my family, of course, and my friends. Thank you to the staff, of course. We've got the best staff. That's all I can say. And I truly look forward to working, of course, with our mayor and Miriam, and I am really looking forward to working with Anna and Robert. They are good folks who I know the best for our residents in our town, and they have a lot to offer. So I'm really looking forward to this. So I'm very excited about it. So thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, everyone, for those comments. So I'll just make a couple few minor comments as well. Again, as everyone has, I do want to thank the voters of Grover Beach for supporting me and re-electing me your Grover Beach mayor. So it's always an honor to serve you and the city. I look forward to continuing that service. Also, a huge thank you to my wife, Mary, for her undying love and support. She realizes that campaigns and serving on the council entail hours of work and sacrifice. And she has been by my side both literally and figuratively throughout it all. I also just want to take a moment to thank my campaign team of Clint Weirich, Marlene Young, Izzy Pedigo, Bruce Brown, and Dan Shadwell for their insights and guidance throughout the course of the campaign. But most of all, I want to say thank you to my supporters and volunteers who put up campaign signs, distributed literature, and shared your confidence and your enthusiasm with voters. A special shout out also to the Gold Coast Carpenters 805 Union, whose members spent several weekends walking with me throughout the city and learning more and more about Grover Beach. So we will have challenges during this next year. Unfortunately, 2020 doesn't seem to have the entire market on uncertainty, as 2021 will have some uncertainty as well. But we will get through this, and it is my goal to make sure that Grover Beach continues to be a city of action. So we often say cities can do anything, we just can't do everything. So I'm sure we will prioritize our goals and our services that the city can provide. We will continue to fix our streets. We will make sure that our police, our fire, and our community services are fully staffed and ready, and these are priorities that we've identified as a community. But even more critically for us right now, we will continue to support our economic revitalization so that our businesses can keep their doors open, their workers can remain employed, and their family safe and strong. I encourage everyone to support local businesses, as they are the lifeblood of this city. I encourage all our businesses, our entrepreneurs who create jobs for our people, and they in turn Our entrepreneurs create jobs for people, which in turn help people raise their families and enjoy their friends and also the people that come to visit our city. Our business owners are passionate people who went into business for a reason. They want to share something that they love to do with others and with us. So whether they're a banker, whether they're a baker, whether they're a restauranter, whether they're an architect, anyone who's a service industry in our city and a retail shop has some opportunity to provide their love and their joy for what they do to other members of the community. So as a city leader and as a city member and as all members of our community, we will ascend above and beyond all of this because together we are better and we are hashtag GB together. So we got this. I look forward to serving with all of you. I look forward to representing the city. And with that, I will turn it over to Councilmember Shaw just because she is the only one who didn't get a chance to speak yet.
Oh, well, thank you, Mayor Lee. I guess I will wrap this up. Yes, I enjoyed watching all of you campaign and especially enjoyed because I was on the sidelines, which is a nice place to be, especially during COVID, and what a challenge it was. And I just thank all of you for rising to that challenge. And I've had the opportunity to work with each of you on different boards, and I just know how hardworking everyone is, and I'm happy to have a full team again, a full basketball team of five coming down the court and hopefully getting us into 2021 and getting us through these trying times and back to the business of just our amazing city. So just happy for all the new things to come and congratulations, everyone.
Thank you for those comments. Let's turn it over to our city clerk and see if there's any members of the public that want to speak on this item. So and if you do want to speak on this item, you can call in at 805-321-6639. Those phone lines are open, and I'll see with our city clerk if there's anyone on the line that wants to speak.
Yes, we have Jonathan Reynolds.
Good evening, Mr. Reynolds. So the floor is yours.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to express my enthusiasm about the election of Councilmember Miller. I met Anna during the course of her campaign and had the privilege of working with her during her campaign. And what I discovered during the course of our interactions was a deeply compassionate, incredibly thoughtful, and extraordinarily competent professional. Her strong work ethic and dedicated commitment were apparent as soon as I met her, and her passion to serve was palpable. I think the city of Grover Beach is fortunate to have her on the council serving its residents, and I'm excited to see the substantial contributions to the betterment of our community that I know she will make.
Very good. Thank you very much for those comments. Let's see from our city clerk if there's any other members of the public that want to speak on this item.
No, we have no other callers at this time.
Very good. Then I will bring it back to the city clerk and see if there's any other discussion that we need to have on this item, or actually our city manager, any items that we need to discuss on this item before we move to the next item.
No, sir, not for me.
Very good. Thank you very much. Then I will go ahead and move to the next item, which is the appointment of the mayor pro tem for 2020. Looks like our city attorney gets to kick this one off. Mr. Hale.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Yes, the responsibilities for appointing the mayor pro temp is that of the mayor, and it is done every year in December. The term for the mayor pro temp's appointment is from December to December. Previous mayor pro temp that you appointed was Karen Bright. And so for purposes of this evening, in furtherance of Resolution 08-18, you will be appointing a new mayor pro tem. So I will turn it back to you.
Very good. Thank you for that introduction. So before I make an announcement, let's see if there's any members of the public that do want to speak on this item.
No, we have no one on the line.
Very good. Thank you, Madam City Clerk. I will go ahead and bring it back, and I would like to appoint Councilmember Shaw to become the Mayor Pro Tem for this year. So I appreciate the service that Mayor Pro Tem Bright has done in this past year. I look forward to changing up this year back to Mayor Pro Tem Shaw and working with Councilmember Bright. She did a great job in representing the city whenever I was not available, and she always does a great job whenever she does represent the city on her own behalf as well. So I look forward to working with each council member directly. And with that, Mayor Pro Tem Shaw, so not sure if there's anything that you wanted to share before we move to the next item.
Just thank you, and you hardly ever miss anything, but if you ever do, I'm happy to help out, and I'm honored, and I thank Councilmember Bright for her service in this role, and just happy to step in. So thank you.
Very good. And if history is any guide, I will probably end up calling you both Mayor Pro Tem halfway through the year until I kind of figure it out. So with that, we'll move on to our next item, which is item number 5, our City Council meeting schedule for the calendar year of 2021. Mr. City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. What's before the council is to adopt the 2021 regular council meeting schedule. There is one change as being recommended by staff for the council's consideration on the calendar. Typically, our council meetings, our regular council meetings, are the first and third Mondays at 6 p.m. Council can change the schedule by resolution, and staff is recommending a change that would be effective in 2021 that would move the regular dates to the second and fourth Mondays of the month, still starting at 6 p.m. The reason behind the recommended change is that often we have federal holidays that are on the first and third Mondays that require the meeting to move to the next day or Tuesday. And also, the first meeting in January often comes right after the New Year's holiday, and in many years, we move that anyways to the second Monday of January. So for those reasons, staff believes that it would be prudent to move our meeting schedule to the second and fourth Mondays. There are no other meeting conflicts with other agencies, so we don't have that to worry about. And pending your action tonight, we will put this schedule in motion and put it on our website and then plan for our next regular meeting coming up on January 11th. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Definitely appreciate that. Let's see if there's any members of the council that have any questions on that. Council Member Robert.
No questions.
Very good. Council Member Miller.
No questions from me.
Very good. Council Member Bright.
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. And Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
No questions. Thank you.
Very good. Then I will check with our city clerk and see if there's any members of the public that have called in at 805-321-6639 to speak on this item.
No, we have no callers.
Very good. Thank you. Then I will go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the council for further deliberation, or if someone's prepared to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Madam City Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilmember Bright.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Yes.
Councilmember Miller.
Yes.
Councilmember Robert.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes. Very good. We have a meeting scheduled for next year, which is 2021. As this is the last meeting of our 2020 calendar, let me turn it over to our city manager just to see if there's any other comments we need to make before we adjourn this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. The only comments I would make are just to again, thank the council for its service and the opportunities that are before us in 2021. We all know this has been an extraordinary year with numerous difficulties and challenges, and we are ending this year in a difficult spot, but yet we have hope and light on the horizon in 2021. And with the wisdom of this council, your leadership, and staff's ability to help you and execute, I believe that we will carry out our work in 2021 in a very strong direction to continue making our community even better. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, council members. I wish you a very healthy and safe holiday season before us.
Very good. Thank you for those comments. And so I'll wish the community a happy and safe holiday season as well. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.